Yesterday, I didn't watch live as Rivian unveiled its new R2 and then surprise R3 models, but I did later in the day look at some of them and say, yeah, I'll pre-order the R2. It's a fully refundable $100 deposit to get on the list for the R2, and R1S owners get early access. So I was like, why not? So I did that. And then I had this, you know, crazy day of work and life. And then, even though, as you know, I am not in Fiddler on the Roof, my wife and daughter are, and I am the Jewish consultant for their production of Fiddler on the Roof. And so yesterday I was heading over to that rehearsal to take the whole cast through a Shabbat dinner and explaining some Jewish traditions. I spent about an hour and a half there and answered a lot of questions, and it was fun. It was a good time. And then eventually it was time for me to go. So I was going home, and that's when I saw the flashing lights in my rearview mirror.
Your daily Lex.
The irony, if that's the right word, which it might not be. Alanis Morissette and I are never quite sure. But the irony of the fact that I recently released an album with a song on it called 73 that we'll get to later, not today, where I talk about how I drive 73 to 65 mile an hour zone and the bridge literally says, don't pull me over. The irony of all that wasn't lost on me. But I was in a 50 mile an hour zone and I had been going 52. So yes, I guess I was speeding, but I was like, I have no idea why I'm getting pulled over. But indeed I was getting pulled over. And I had this vision as I paused the podcast I was listening to and pulled safely over to the shoulder. I had this vision of the officer coming up to my window and saying, do you know why I pulled you over? And saying, no, I have genuinely no idea. And you know why I would say that? Because I had genuinely no idea. But the officer comes up eventually. Like, you know, it's the thing where you're just sitting there and you're like, what's going on? And like, can I text people to say, hey, like I did kind of text my kids at home to be like, hey, I thought I'd be home before 9, but I might not be because I still had two kids at home. You get it. Anyway, officer comes up and he's like, hey, I'm sorry. I couldn't see your temporary plate. My light was shining on it so bright and those letters are printed so small. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I didn't print the letters on my temporary plate. He's like, yeah, I couldn't see it. And so I worried that maybe the car was stolen because I thought you were driving without any plates. And I'm like, oh. And he's like, yeah, so do you have your license and registration? And I'm like, I have my license and temporary registration. He's like, okay, could I see those? So I give him those. And he's looking at them and he's studying. And he's like, did you buy this car in Illinois? And I'm like, no. And he's like, well, the registration's from Illinois. I'm like, well, it's the temporary registration. I guess they delivered it to me from Illinois. He's like, oh, okay, well, let me go run all this. Another officer pulls up because he sees that this first officer's got somebody pulled over, I guess. And I hear them talking since my window's down. And the guy's like, what's going on? He's like, oh, nothing. He didn't do anything wrong. I just couldn't see his plate. And it's temporary plates, and I just couldn't see it. And then the second officer who just rode up was like, oh. And he immediately turns around to leave. Like, the implication was, oh, you dummy. it was good-natured, but he was like, yeah, I'm not staying for this. So he, I guess, runs my stuff. And that's what really takes the longest, I guess. And then he comes back. He's like, hey, I'm sorry about that, sir. Yeah, I really just couldn't see it. And so whatever. But so it's like, it's a 10 or 12 minute thing. And the whole time I'm so polite. And there was this, you know, when I'm pulled over and I'm waiting for the officer to come up, I put my hands on the steering wheel. Somewhere I learned that. Maybe everybody learns that. I don't know. But I'm like, I just want to show you, look, well, I'm not doing anything sketchy with my hands. And then when he's like, can I see your license and registration? I was like, okay, it's in my center console. So I'm going to open that now. And he's like, okay. Like, he was like, why are you telling me what you're going to do, you dumb old man? I do not view you as a threat anyway, I guess is what he was implying. But he really was very amused by how, I don't know, polite or obedient or whatever I was attempting to be. But man, I did miss the opportunity when he said, I missed the opportunity to get to say no when he said, do you know why I pulled you over? Because I was pretty, I don't know, I was pretty excited about that possibility because I really had no idea. I did get my real plates, which are not required on the car until May. But I got my real plates yesterday, and I guess I'll put them on today at some point. Although, hey, if you're not in a rush, getting pulled over and having done nothing wrong, it's kind of fun. Anyway, as you know all too well, we've been going through tracks for my new album, A Sentiment That's Almost True. Yesterday we heard Google Maps, my love song to Google Maps. Today we're going to hear I'm Never Alone. This is an a cappella track about how somebody's always there. I was inspired to write an a cappella song after watching Sierra's a cappella competition stuff, which I talked about on this very podcast. And the fun thing to me about writing a song called I'm Never Alone, about never actually being alone, is then recording it a cappella where it's just all me by myself. I don't know. I think I'm very clever. Anyway, here's I'm Never Alone from the album A Sentiment That's Almost True. Check it out wherever you listen to music. And if you haven't played the old Lexicogs game recently, you're on like about 1,000 people who played yesterday's. So get in there, lexfriedman.com/lexicogs, L-E-X-I-C-O-G-S. Here's the song, I'm Never Alone. Happy weekend.
I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always here. I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always near. I'm never alone. Even when the house is empty, when the seeming solitude can tell me it's a fake, it's a mirage, cause I'm facing a barrage. If you went through the montage, you'd see it's never only me. I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always there. I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else wants me to share. I'm never alone. Gotta get the kids on buses, the wife's got work, but we discussed this. I'm not alone, it's a mirage, I always have an entourage. My mind's busy like a collage, cause I, no matter how I try, I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always here. I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always near. I'm never alone, I've got my phone. You can ping me via text, you can call me, you can all be making my mind more complex. But even in Do Not Disturb, my mind is loudly screaming. I'm never alone, I'm never alone. Even when I'm seemingly alone, someone's always with me, even if it's just the narrator inside my head who wrote this song. I sang along. I'm never alone, never ever alone. I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always here. I'm never alone, I'm never alone, someone else is always near. I'm never alone, I'm never alone.
Lex.